To Tony Gring, the issue of displacement is not complicated.
If they don't get the anti-displacement passed, then I'll end up out on the street.
Tony is a cancer patient and one of the thousands of homeless San Franciscans. And he has found it's a game of chance trying to find a place to sleep.
You have to play a lottery each day to actually be able to come for dinner and stay the next night.
Tony was making $35 an hour working with computers before he was laid off. And now, despite suffering from leukemia and being unemployed, Tony says he is not eligible for CAP or general assistance.
They said because I made too much 2 months ago, I'm disqualified from it.
So, with no other options, Tony walks to City Hall. Tony and more than 40 other homeless San Franciscans gathered to listen and speak out about anti-displacement legislation. These people are concerned that if shelter beds are prioritized to CAP or welfare recipients, that thousands, including Tony, will be forced out onto the streets.
Displacement means that we're going to give one group, because of their income, a 43-day stay in a shelter, whereas we require a working person to have a nightly stay in a shelter. That means working people are displaced.
And finally, it's Tony's turn to address the board and challenge them to understand.
I challenge you, and I challenge if you guys are willing, for 1 week, leave your IDs, leave your credit cards, leave your suits at home. Try to live in the shelters. Try to live on the streets.
Tony says his speech made a difference today. The anti-displacement legislation was sent back for a full committee review, and councilmen have asked Tony for his help in rewriting the ordinance. For the Hearst Journalism Foundation, I'm Danielle Cross.